Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Older teens can get their booster shots now. They've been approved for the 16 and 17-year-old crowd. So we were told they wouldn't really be needed for teens, but here we are. So why the change?
California suffered a bad winter surge last year. Is a new one beginning, and how bad could it get?
We start with booster shots and teens. Dr. Ann Falsey is professor of infectious diseases and co-director of the University of Rochester Medical Center's Vaccine and Treatment Evaluation Unit. Doctor, we saw this poll that found 30% of parents are reluctant to have their kids get the shots.
Well, I think things change by the day, and people are continually assessing risk versus benefit. And with the appearance of Omicron, things are a bit different. So I think if they get re-polled after Omicron makes its appearance, they may change.
Is there actually separate data for 16 and 17-year-olds, or are they just kind of saying, you know what, we're already recommending it for 18-year-olds, and as you move into adulthood, there's not that much difference, so we might as well, because if it's for 18-plus, then why isn't it for 16-plus?
Right, and the boosters were really studied in 18-plus, but, you know, the difference between a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old is really not significant.
Okay, so, go ahead.
Oh, and the original application Pfizer made was for 16 and up.
So for those parents who are reluctant and they say, well, look, you know, I was kind of reluctant to have my teenagers get the shots to begin with, and I kind of caved and I let them do that. But now you're asking me to say okay to yet a third shot. You would tell them what?
I would tell them this is not unique. Hepatitis B, which is a terrific vaccine, does require three shots. So, you know, we learn as we go. People get frustrated that we keep changing the story, but they have to realize this is a new disease and the situation keeps changing. And so what we've learned so far about Delta and Omicron is that more is better, to keep it simple. So the more antibody you have, the more well protected you are. And with the new variant, because it seems to be a little less susceptible to antibody generated from the original vaccine, there's now some data that if you boost, you do much better. So nobody wants to get sick with it, for one, and nobody wants to spread it around to other people that you love.
If we could go back and rewrite things, would you say third dose in a three-shot series instead of the word booster?
I don't think I'd go back and say that's what we should have done, because we didn't know. I mean, there was just no way to predict. And, you know, it's a complicated situation, and it's not just waning immunity and the need for a third shot. It's that the variants keep changing, and our understanding of whether or not you can boost immunity with the original vaccine and cover the variants, or you need a specific variant vaccine, again, we're learning as we go.
But, you know, sort of an extension of Mike's question, Dr. Fauci was asked yesterday whether or not going forward we shouldn't just characterize these shots, the Pfizer and Moderna ones anyway, as three-dose vaccines. And his response was along the lines of, you know, well, we'll see when we get there. But it seems like in the real world, certainly in countries like the U.S. and in Western Europe, de facto, it is the de facto course of action, right? It's three shots. So why not just change it and say it's a three-shot deal?
Well, probably because if you changed it and said, well, it's three shots, then if it turns out you need a booster, people will be angry. Well, you said it was three shots. Now you're saying it's four. I think there has to be an acceptance that we are gathering more data and learning as we go. It is possible that with the three shots, that will boost immunity enough that it will be more durable. But we don't know that yet, and we may have to adjust in the future. So I feel like, you know, the health authorities aren't trying to be wishy-washy, but if you're too dogmatic, then you're held up to like, well, you said the wrong thing. I think at this moment in time, with Delta surging all around, it's winter, people are coming in. I think there's pretty clear-cut evidence now that antibody does decrease over time, makes you more susceptible, and that not only that, but having a booster actually doesn't just increase your antibody, it protects you better, particularly the data that's coming out of Israel, that they're proving that, you know, it's not just an antibody thing, it really does protect you. So, you know, we like to see at least some data before making recommendations.
Dr. Ann Falsey, Professor of Infectious Diseases, Co-Director, University of Rochester Medical Center's Vaccine and Treatment Evaluation Unit.
Coming up after a short break, is California the next state to get a winter surge? Nearly two-thirds of people in California fully vaccinated, but the state could be on the way for another winter surge.
Cases going back up again. We're already seeing states in the Midwest and Northeast dealing with another surge. Dr. Jeffrey Klausner with us, epidemiologist and clinical professor of preventative medicine at USC Keck School of Medicine. So, doctor, you concerned California's in for another wave?
Well, for California, it would essentially be an official wave four. But anyway, we have seen, you know, an uptick in the number of cases. It's been a slight uptick in the number of hospitalizations. But remember, hospitalizations are what we call a lagging indicator. Hospitalizations wouldn't rise from an increase of cases for about 1 to 2 weeks after. However, because we have a high level of the population that is vaccinated in Los Angeles, and we also have a high level of population that had prior infection last year, we actually have a fair amount of what I call community immunity. And while that community immunity may not, you know, protect us from a new infection, because we know the immunity does wane over time and loses its ability to prevent infection, the immunity is still very strong at preventing serious disease, hospitalization, or death.
Yeah, I was going to say, your concern versus your level of previous expectation for something like this happening, because we always kind of did expect a winter surge because of Delta, even before we started talking about Omicron.
Correct. So, you know, I think we have treatments available now. So we have monoclonal antibodies, which that the county now has centers where people can go online and look if they're eligible and get free treatment with monoclonal antibodies in LA County. Also, we're expecting new treatments from Merck and Pfizer to come out soon. So I think we're actually in a different phase of this epidemic where we need to worry less about the number and case counts of infections and focus more on early treatment and preventing hospitalizations and deaths.
Are we starting to get any sort of a picture on how well booster shots are working in California?
Well, not specifically in California, but the Israelis have shown, you know, that the booster shots, the people who got three shots versus two shots, had a reduced risk of infection, a reduced risk of hospitalization and death in the short term. But, you know, what we know is that you get your shots, you get a booster shot, your antibodies go up, and then your antibodies are going to go down. It's really the long-term protection that we should be concerned about. And the immunity from a vaccination series with or without a booster and a immunity from prior infection both are very strong against the serious consequences. And that was nicely shown, actually, in a paper that came out last week in the New England Journal of Medicine, where in Qatar, they looked at over 300,000 people with prior infection. They had about 1,300 people who got repeat infection, and only four were classified as severe. So if people get a breakthrough infection, we can expect that it's going to be not very severe.
Dr. Jeffrey Klausner, epidemiologist, clinical professor, preventative medicine, USC Keck School of Medicine. Doctor, thanks.
If you've noticed your blood pressure has been higher lately, you are far from alone. A new study in the journal Circulation finds Americans' blood pressure is significantly higher during the pandemic compared to previous data. Researchers say the changes made to the day-to-day lives of Americans due to the pandemic, probably the big reason. One doctor says not going to the gym or being as active, changing eating habits, drinking more alcohol, skipping doctor's appointments, and not taking medications as directed are likely factors. Doctors say even small changes to average blood pressure in the U.S. could lead to significant increases in heart attacks, heart failure, and more than that down the line.
We just talked about boosters, and if people need a third shot, what about a fourth? Pfizer execs say a fourth vaccine shot could be needed because of the Omicron variant. The CEO had projected a fourth shot might be needed a year after a third one. We'll see what happens there. This is an Odyssey original. You can find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.